Doctor, where are we? Is this Earth, sometime in the past? Well, if it's not Earth, where is it then? And when is it? You don't know, and you don't care. Where's your sense of adventure? Well then, you fix the TARDIS, typical man, too stubborn to ask for directions. I'll have to be the one that does it then. Oh, it's so cold out here. Oh my god, it's like an ice age. Hey! Hello? Is there anyone here? Oh, sorry. I didn't see you. There's all this snow coming down and it's too cold for me to think properly. Do you think maybe we could go inside? I see a fire in that window. Oh, that's better. Thank you. Yes. That would be lovely. Thank you. I'll take some stew. Do I have something on my face? You keep staring at me. Oh, I'm the only woman here. Oh, okay. Speaking of which, where is here? The wall. As if there's only one. It's all very ominous sounding, but it does sound suspiciously like something the doctor would be interested in. The doctor? He's the one I travel with. No, he doesn't really have a name. Just a title, I guess. Speaking of which, do you have a name? Oh, well, I quite like that, actually. John Snow. Strong and short and very appropriate given the weather. I'm Clara. Clara Oswald. What are you doing out here on this big piece of ice? Me? Well, this is just where we landed, I guess. Yeah, landed. In the big blue box? You had to see it out there. It's the only non-white thing in sight. Oh, it can move. Big blue boxes can definitely move. You know nothing, Jon Snow, at least about time machines. Sorry, did I say something wrong? You looked sad there. Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I lost someone recently too. Good man. A warrior, like you appear to be. But wars did not define him. He was supposed to kill me, but instead he let me live, because he, you know, loved me. Is that what happened to you too? Oh, I'm sorry, I see I've stumbled across another sad memory for you. Perhaps I should just stop talking. Right, Clara, stop talking right now. He clearly doesn't want to hear it. Well, thank you. It's just that I seem to mess up all of my relationships by saying the wrong thing. Not that this is a relationship you... Sorry, oh God. We've just met, and we're both suffering tragic losses, and so we're both vulnerable at the moment, and this, I'm just going to put this out there, but this might be an opportune moment to kiss me. At least if you are the enterprising young man I take you to be, Jon Snow. Thank you. I needed to be kissed. Even though I thought I never wanted to be kissed again. No, it's okay. It's okay. I start making sense if you listen to me long enough. And I should warn you now that I'll keep on talking pretty much non-stop. At least if I can overcome the shivers from how cold this room is. See, there's another place where most men would take a hint and put their arm around me and, you know, pull me against them for warmth. There you go. You're actually in the hang of this. I'm guessing this girl of yours was she your first girlfriend? Sorry, shouldn't pry. It's a non-stop talking thing. But I can't talk if there's someone else's lips pressing against mine. Well, you're learning. It only had to be a little obvious with that one for you to get it. Now, is it too obvious if I put your hand on my knee? Oh, not so fast, John. I'm a proper lady. You'll need to woo me for at least a good minute or two. I don't know if the doctor might start looking for me, so I can't risk much longer wooing time. The doctor. That's another good man I lost recently. Well, no, he's not dead, but, well, it's kind of hard to explain. No, he's not cold and white. That's a curious question. Speaking of curious, perhaps you'd care to see more of what's under this dress. I think we've had as much wooing as circumstances will allow. That's a fair question, I guess. I'm not normally this forward. I guess the dead rising and threatening to take over the world and the love of your life dying gives you new perspective and a sense of urgency. Really? You too? Wow, that seems like a remarkable coincidence, or perhaps a sign. Perhaps the TARDIS brought me here for a reason. I had time to tell Danny I loved him, but I never got a chance to actually show him how much I loved him. And I need that closure, and perhaps you need that too. Right then. So I was going to show you what was under this dress, but I'd feel a bit awkward if I was the only one sitting here naked. So the gentlemanly thing for you is to get out of your outfit while I take off mine. On three, baby? One, two. Oh God, you're hopeless. I'm out of this dress already and you're still trying to get that top off. Come here, let me help you. There we go. There we are. Oh heavens. So many scars. I'm getting the impression this isn't a happy world. But there aren't really any happy worlds, are there? Just lies. Okay, let's remove the last of our clothes. I suspect the bra would give you more trouble than the typical boy I know, so I'll just take care of that. And since you're still struggling with your clothes, I'll just finish with my panties for you. Oh, I wish we had time to do this right. But when you're with the doctor, time is always a variable. But we both need this so badly, and I don't think either of us will end up caring if we skip the preliminaries a little, and I'm talking really fast. Oh, God. You already seem to be reacting appropriately for a boy of your age in the presence of a naked, somewhat sexually aggressive woman. I'm not really acting appropriately myself under the circumstances, but never mind, we'll deal with that later. Oh, there's a large fur conveniently lying in front of a fire. I think that would feel quite nice on my back, just as you would feel even better on my front. Let's see, shall we? I have no idea what this animal is, but I'm very comfortable. Or maybe it's the fire helping with that, or the company. It's all very romantic. Castle room, large roaring fire, a reasonably attractive girl, despite her pointy nose, lying naked on some animal fur by that same roaring fire. All that's missing is some handsome young man to make this picture complete. That's your cue to lie on top of me, Jon Snow. You have at least a basic knowledge of this entire process, I hope. I could try and draw you pictures of the various steps, but I can never do that without giggling quite a bit. But don't worry. I know it looks small, but you'll fit. It's bigger on the inside. Oh. Oh, why, Jon Snow, you do know something after all. Including what it's like to have yourself be inside of me. Something poor Danny never got the chance for. Oh, sorry. I guess it's rude to talk about Danny at a time like this. Let's make this about us, shall we? Perhaps the best way to pay tribute to our lost ones is to forget about them for a few minutes. But still, make love to me like you're making love to her, and I'll make love to you as I would have to him. Yeah. Oh. Oh, God, I don't want to give you the wrong idea that I travel all across time and space and hop into bed with every guy I meet. You're the first man I've met in my travels that I've let this happen with. Danny was always, the one at home waiting for me. Oh, I don't just give my heart away lightly, and once it's gotten started, it takes a while to settle back down again. Oh, you're just, part of the settling down process, and perhaps that's what I am to you as well. If so, I don't mind. Not when you look like that. Oh, you're good, Jon Snow, young and eager and good and all about my pleasure. Give in and take in with your cock, hands, lips, all at the same time. Are all the men on your world as loving and noble as you? It must be a nice place, despite the weather. But I don't mind the cold, it's definitely gotten much warmer in here. Oh, John, keep moving into me, slow and steady, that's it. Well, I guess you wouldn't get the reference, but I shall have to show you the TARDIS and its console after all. I'll never be able to look at it without giggling after that thought. I'll make the doctor quite cross with that. Sorry. Fuck. I mentioned two other men whilst we were making love. It's probably a bit rude of me, and you virtually said nothing. I told you I do tend to talk a lot, and I promise you have my full attention now, Jon Snow. I think the distraction is the only reason I haven't come yet. You're so good and attentive, and I needed this so badly. Oh, John, is it me you see when you look at me with those passionate eyes? Or her? No, wait, don't answer that. I do enough speaking for two people, and you do enough love making for two, and I'll need to step up my game. I'm representing the Earth after all. Can't let them down. I can't let you down or let you go without giving you a proper, send off. Oh, no, you haven't come yet, John, even though I've been taking so long. I'm sorry. You were waiting for me, weren't you? Or her, maybe. But I won't keep you any longer. I think you've waited long enough already, and fuck, do you know what to do with that thing? Oh, God. Oh, that's it. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, come on. Come on, come with me. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh. Doctor's gonna freak if he hears me. Fuck. Oh. Dear God. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Oh, boy. Oh, John. Thank you for that. You're welcome. Well, you're a proper gentleman in bed. Even if it's just some furs on the floor and not a proper bed. But we still had a proper romp in it, didn't we? It's so lovely to lie here afterwards with you in your arms. We can still explore each other's bodies, and yours is so fascinating. So many scars, and not all of them on the outside. But it's always the internal ones that take the longest to heal. Maybe we help the process a little today. Oh, that? That's the doctor calling for me. He must have fixed the TARDIS. Come with me. Come with me, Jon Snow. You've shown me a bit of your world and, well, at least one room. And if you come with me, you can see all kinds of different things. Oh, I see. You have a vow. Well then, is there anything in your vow about not being able to walk into a little blue box with me? I just want to show you what it's like inside. You've seen how small it is. How long could that take? Oh, please, just humour me, John. Thank you. Let's put our clothes back on. Guess you really should put all of yours back on and maybe bring some food with... Oh, no reason. Now, take my hand and let me take you back to meet the doctor. We're going on an adventure.